Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Despite the federal government's recent decision to uphold marijuana's classification as a Schedule 1 substance, most indicators point to pot's days of prohibition coming to an end. 26 states now permit the use of medical marijuana, but of those, only 15 sanction home cultivation. Legislation has become increasingly restrictive towards home growers. Reporter Joel Warner found that the squeeze on growers limits access for people requiring medical marijuana treatment. Joel is a contributing writer for Vice's online magazine Motherboard. And Joel, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
So one of the people that you spoke to, Marissa Kaiser, tell us a little bit about her and how her story plays into this tension around small growers of medical marijuana.
So Marissa Kaiser story is similar to many of these really heartbreaking stories we're having here in Colorado. Her son was born with a very serious disease. He's kind of been ravaged by seizures since 3 days after he was born. With the idea that cannabis oil might help him, Marissa moved from South Carolina to Colorado several years ago, and she has found success with these cannabis oils. However, it can get quite expensive. She was looking to have to spend $2,000 a month in marijuana at local marijuana dispensaries, so she started growing her own. Her doctor's reference said she was allowed to grow up to 72 plants, but now the city she lives in, Colorado Springs, is saying that she could go to jail for growing this marijuana in her basement that she can go down the street and purchase from a local marijuana dispensary.
But Colorado is a state where medical marijuana is legal. Dispensaries are legal. So is this a city-to-city ordinance about cultivating your own, or state-by-state, what?
It's a bit of both. So, for example, in Colorado, which is rightly seen as one of the most liberal places these days for cannabis laws, we're seeing more and more communities saying, okay, we will allow dispensaries or recreational pot shops, but we're not going to allow home cultivation, or we're going to limit home cultivation. You know, the concern is, residential neighborhood, you shouldn't have these sort of grows, exposure, that sort of thing. But we're also seeing more and more states, especially along the East Coast, that are passing new statewide medical marijuana laws that are not allowing home cultivation at all.
Here in New Hampshire as well. Is medical marijuana there covered by insurance?
No, it's not.
So what is the reason for these restrictions on home growing? You mentioned it's in a neighborhood, but law enforcement seems to be coming down a little more precisely.
Yes. Yeah, so I think the main reason is that law enforcement says, look, it's really difficult for us. Terms such as home grows and caregivers, which are kind of amorphous terms, we are seeing increases in these like black market kind of grow operations, including here in Colorado. And when law enforcement shows up at these places, it's hard for them to know whether they're home grows or black market operations. Now, they don't have the data yet to back this up, but since more and more of these new medical marijuana laws aren't being passed by votes of the people, but by legislatures, I believe that lawmakers are responding to these concerns and saying, fine, we're going to allow dispensaries or limited use of some of these cannabis oils, but we're not going to allow home grows.
Now, a couple of the sources you spoke to suggest that there is another reason behind this, since law enforcement doesn't have data to back up the idea of black market activity, which is pretty cynical, that it benefits the dispensaries, leading to these fears of, you know, the Walmarts of weed are going to get ground here, or the rise of big marijuana. Is there anything to back that up?
It does sound cynical, but then you look at a state like Nevada, which is voting to legalize recreational marijuana this year. If it does pass, they will have a rule as part of it that says that you will not be able to grow your own recreational marijuana if you live within 25 miles of a recreational marijuana shop. And so people look at that and say, well, isn't that completely just a concession to these new businesses that are trying to kind of get up and running? So there's concern about that. Now, I think you have to look at a potential analogy. And you go to the folks who have long advocated for home brewing. It took them decades. And they say, well, you know what? We never saw Budweiser. We never saw Coors trying to stop home brewing. If you look at that comparison, there might not be that much incentive for these big industries to fight kind of a do it
Mm-hmm. Could small-scale home growers actually meet the need of a larger market, or are they just specifically growing for themselves?
So in a place like Colorado, you are seeing patients and caregivers allowed to grow up to...
I think it's 12 plants?
Yeah, 12 or more. You're seeing folks up to 50, 70, 99 plants. And that can cover a good amount of patients. However, when you look at the large-scale grows that are popping up in Colorado and elsewhere, where you're seeing, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of plants, these giant greenhouses or grow operations or these acres of fields, this will be a very small part.
Well, so some of your sources, you know, academics, others, people who do statistics on crime, do suggest that law enforcement has the ear of legislators. But it is, you know, this is a brave new world for legislators. A lot of them have this idea of marijuana as a dangerous drug. Do you think that the small growing community has made its case well enough with the legislative bodies who are making these kind of rules?
No, I don't think so, in that we're seeing more and more of these new laws restricting home grows. However, these patients have a really powerful tool, and that is these stories, you know, these stories of these parents and suffering kids and veterans struggling with PTSD and cancer survivors. I think as they get their stories out there and say, look, all we're saying is let us grow six plants. It's going to be locked up. It's going to be in our basement. It's no different than someone kind of growing tomatoes in their backyard. It's no different than the marijuana that I can go buy down the street for 10 times the price than it would cost me to grow it myself. So I think these stories have been used as leverage in these political discussions. I think they will continue to be used in this way.
Well, Joel, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Joel Warner, he's a Denver-based writer and a contributor to Vice's online magazine, Motherboard. You can find a link to his article, Marijuana Legalization is Leaving Home Growers Without a Pot to Grow In. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org.